guys, a massive event went down, something we've been talking about for a very long time, the launch of the Inspiration Foundation seal. It was huge. It was massive. You're going to hear all about it today on Driven by Purpose.
This is Driven by Purpose, a show about finding your purpose, building fulfilling careers, and helping people with disabilities live better lives. Hosted by three men who've lived it and are here to help you do the same. Special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Clean Logic, a leading bath and skincare company and a true pioneer in creating inclusive workplaces and increasing employment opportunities for people with disabilities.
Welcome back to Driven by Purpose. My name is Evan Rosenblum, along with Isaac Shapiro. And guys, this is a massive show, and I am so excited to talk to Isaac because we have been working towards something for a very, very long time, and finally it came to fruition. Isaac, this has been something you've been working for literally decades, something that you have dreamed up, and one of those things that you put on your vision board that you've wanted to accomplish, something that is inspired so many people, the Inspiration Foundation seal, something that it stands for something so beautiful, and it's something that you've wanted to do for so long, and it can help so many people. And you had a massive event called Dining in the Dark.
I'm Mike Gesser. I'm here with Isaac Shapiro. As you can see, we're not in the studio. We're in New York, in New York City. We're hosting an Inspiration Foundation dinner. Isaac, why don't you tell everybody what we're doing, what we're here for, and what we hope to get out of tonight.
Yeah, tonight's our fourth Dining in the Dark event for the Inspiration Foundation. We're launching the Inspiration Foundation seal, celebrating that with business leaders, friends, family. We're bringing together people where they'll be blindfolded for an hour and a half. But before we do that, we'll be talking about how we're launching the seal, and we're excited to actually provide our first Beatrice Shapiro Accessibility Award named after my mom. And the recipient tonight will be First Lady Lori Shapiro of Pennsylvania. She has done amazing work in the state of Pennsylvania, working with vocational rehabilitation, an agency in the state of Pennsylvania that helps people with disabilities find and maintain employment. So we were really excited to honor her work and her really advancing the lives of individuals with disabilities. Mike, what do you think about tonight? What are you excited for?
So I think Dining in the Dark events are something that everybody should experience. It's a sensory event. You experience dinner blindfolded without your sight, and the rest of your senses liven up. It's an amazing experience to help you see things through a different perspective, if you will. I hope that tonight everybody experiences what I've experienced here and becomes active in the Inspiration Foundation movement, because it's such an amazing way to help people with disabilities gain employment.
It's more than just a dinner. It's a movement that we're creating and really getting people to know about how we're going to increase employment for individuals with disabilities by 10%. And let's remember that number is 6 million jobs. And we think this is the beginning of getting business leaders to take action.
And we want to help them do that.
It all went down in New York City. And before I babble, Isaac, why don't you just tell the people everything they need to know? Because this was an amazing thing.
Yeah, no. So, you know, Dining in the Dark was our fourth Dining in the Dark that we've done over the last 10 years. And we brought together business leaders, nonprofits, government to New York City to launch the Inspiration Foundation seal to talk about how this is a certification for companies that are committed to hiring people with disabilities. And so we were really excited to bring leaders together. And I launched it with a great speech around how we're trying to bring this seal to certify companies that are committed to hiring disabilities, but also creating champions that are working for these companies that are the ones that are hiring people with disabilities. So we were very fortunate to have some of those champions in the room. And then I was very excited to also launch our first Beatrice Shapiro Accessibility Award Named after my mom, of course. And we gave the award this year to First Lady Lori Shapiro of Pennsylvania. So she attended the event. She gave a great speech just around the work that she's doing. And she is doing a lot of great work, you know, just, you know, she's since coming, attending our ribbon cutting, we've seen her meet with CEOs and HR leaders of all the largest companies of Pennsylvania. So she's doing this on a regular basis with her team. They've also been really partnering, as we've talked about, the State of Pennsylvania Vocational Rehabilitation Office. We also had the leader from Pennsylvania, Ryan Hyde, attending. So that was really amazing to spotlight the work. And really, the you know, she talked about the benefits, you know, the 90 days, you know, of pay, helping to recruit. So it's just great to spotlight a lot of this work so that people in the room that were business leaders that are in a position to hire, they're learning about how these reputable companies and how even, again, the government of Pennsylvania is getting behind this, because we've always said that, you know, to really increase employment for individuals with disabilities by 10%, it's going to have to be the business community, it's going to be nonprofit, government, and then obviously, you know, people with disabilities coming to the table. So we're all going to have to work together. And it was just that type of night where we had a lot of that energy there.
Yeah. So the Inspiration Foundation seal is something that it goes on packaging and it shows the consumer that this product was made by a company that hires, is it at least 20% of its workforce is people with disabilities?
So that's the goal, to get a lot of the great benefits that come with it. I've talked about, you know, the five economic benefits. So to get those, the tipping point is 20% of the employees. But to certify with the Inspiration Foundation and obtaining the seal, you could create a hiring plan, because our goal is to bring people that haven't hired anybody with disabilities. And this is an opportunity to, you know, to tap an a workforce that's untapped. And so that's where we, you know, see that as an important piece. So we really don't have a minimum. It's just the plan to hire and bring people in.
Right. So, okay. So there are, it's an effort to hire people with disabilities. It's, and you certify them. This Inspiration Foundation is ultimately this, if you are a business and you want to be certified, you go to the Inspiration Foundation. There's a set of criteria. And if they reach that criteria, then they can, then they get the seal and they can put the seal on their products. So then when consumers see them in the supermarkets or at Walgreens or whatever it is that they see, that they can see, okay, this product, they hire people with disabilities to work on their staff, and that's amazing. And therefore, hopefully people like me will be more motivated to support that company because they see that they hire people with disabilities. And for me, I know that I would. If I see that on a product, I'd rather support that company than another company 100%.
Yeah, and we also, you know, we are starting, because we are a products company at CleanLogic. We know a lot of great seals out there, like Good Housekeeping Seal,
sure,
there's B certification, which is something we want to be just as recognizable as them. But the key for us really is starting with our industry, but we see this going across other industries. We're talking to Microsoft right now. Hopefully there's an opportunity there when they have such a great team of accessibility, are leading around accessibility and AI. So it could be on a website, it could just be on pamphlets. So we think the product side is definitely a key place, because we know consumers make their choices at the shelf or online.
Yeah.
But we do see this seal. You know, we even hope to get sports teams as partners like the Eagles, who we know they hire people with disabilities. So we really, hope, as we build the momentum and get the first couple of seal companies on board, that this will, you know, build the momentum to really look at as many industries that we see can benefit from hiring people with disabilities.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've learned from this show and life, but really, Randy Lewis was on our show. He was the guy who wrote the book on hiring people with disabilities and how companies should go about doing that. And I remember one of the things that he said when he was on our show was he was giving this massive speech in Las Vegas to Walgreens reps from all over the world. And he said, "Hey, everybody, I know there's all these people out there. Raise your hand if you know somebody that has a disability." And all these people raised their hands. And I know that at this event that you guys had, Dining in the Dark, that your partner, our partner, Mike Gesser, had a similar experience. And all the people who were there, and he said, raise your hand if you know somebody with a disability. And he had the same kind of response. And I don't think it's a coincidence that he had a similar type of response at that event that Randy had at his event, because it's not, you know, disability isn't discriminatory. It happens to everybody, and everybody knows somebody that has a disability, and everybody that knows somebody that has a disability, I feel like we all want the same thing. And that's, we want our loved ones, we want our friends, we want our family to have an opportunity to have a good life, to be treated with respect, to be able to work a job, if they can work a job, to be able to have that opportunity to you know, live a good life and be able to contribute if they can, and to, you know, live up to their potential. And what you guys are doing with the Inspiration Foundation is an amazing thing. And I think that putting a seal on a product or with a company to help notify the public that this is a company that's, you know, going above and beyond to make sure that people with disabilities are getting an opportunity to do that, to live up to the potential, that they are not being discriminated against. And it's the opposite, that they're being welcomed in to help contribute, because they're people too, and they deserve an opportunity. I think it's a beautiful thing that you guys are doing, and you guys deserve all the flowers for that, man. Congratulations. I think it's an amazing thing.
Yeah. So I do want to finish on one, you know, piece there, because I do think you talked about friends, family. I brought some new research into my speech where it is a $1.9 trillion market where this is the consumer base that has disposable income. So we do feel, you know, that's going to be, you know, an important part, you know, from that consumer side and rewarding companies. But I also just, you know, the other part that I'm excited about, we're doing another event February 25th in Bentonville, Arkansas. We're bringing together our industry again. Walmart's our presenting sponsor, and we're hoping to bring a lot of the consumer good companies in. And where we're really excited is we're going to really focus on the benefits. So really, what are those things that companies are going to really see? How do you go about doing the playbook? Because right now, I think the opportunity is labor shortages right now, high turnover, and this is a workforce that I think can really, you know, fill the gap. And I think, you know, we have to also remember that a lot of these people aren't looking for jobs. So we got to build the momentum, build the workforce on the other side. And that's why, you know, we're really, really excited for this event in February, because I think we're really going to see the economic benefits. Because I think in the end of the day, you know, doing good, you have to also do good business. And that's what's going to fund it all. So I think we really have a model that's successful, and we have leaders that are going to be at this event. And then we're also going to do a second day roundtable where we're going to bring in some great leaders that we're talking to, you know, from the disability space and what companies are doing. So, you know, just really excited about not just what the seal is and, you know, creating the jobs. I think we're really bringing business value out there.
That's great, man. I mean, it's a huge part of it. I mean, for me, as the parent of a person with a severe disability, you know, it really touches my heart. But I also understand, at the end of the day, business leaders, you know, there's the balance sheet, and it's important. And it's not just about touching the heart. It's also about, you know, being able to show that, like, these moves are actually good for business. And it is. It's good for business. It's good for people. It's good for business. It benefits you on both fronts. All right, now tell me about the event, man. Come on, I want to hear about it.
The event was amazing. I mean, we had it at the Manhattan Penthouse, 17th floor, amazing view coming in, overlooking the city. We had an amazing person who's been doing Dining in the Dark, Abby. She really just did an amazing job, you know, setting the tone, getting everybody to sit down. You know, we had a piece where half the room, you know, bit into bread, and you can hear. So once you put your blindfold on, your senses really heighten. And she took us through this experience where you could hear the bread. It was just so loud when it crunched, and then the other half got to hear it. So that was really cool. She also brought in a poem during the, you know, the course, in the first part of the course. And that's where, again, hearing the poem, you could almost like visualize what she was saying, because you didn't you know, you didn't have your site, and it was just really interesting. And then the meal was the best part. You had chicken or salmon. And what was I thinking getting chicken? Because you had to cut it. And, you know, salmon, at least you could use your fork. But it started with the salad, very easy going, you know, maybe missed a couple things, definitely using fingers. But it was like, I heard this from a couple other people where they had the chicken and they cut into it. It was like almost literally, for at least my experience, first bite, it was perfect, great, but it was so big, you know, it was like, oh my God. And then after that, it was like, could barely cut into it, like fork the other way. And then, you know, being the host, this is a funny part. We also, you know, I got up and at our table, we were all having great conversation. And again, it's really interesting because you can't see people. So you're listening to people. You're like, well, when do I don't want to interrupt. And, you know, you're just trying to figure out how to communicate with everybody. And
are you blindfolded or the lights?
Everybody, oh, yes. Everything's blindfolded. Yes. Yeah. So we start the evening out right after, you know, I spoke and gave the award out to First Lady Shiro. We did the Dining in the Dark event.
Did the lights all go off in the event and you're blindfolded? Like, how does that work to guarantee that nobody can see anything?
Yeah, there was a very dim light. There was still a little bit of light for the photographers and everything, but really, yes, it was a nicely dark room. And honestly, the blindfolds were amazing. They really like covered your face. They were comfortable. You couldn't really cheat, you know, but it was funny, you know, I get up and leave the table to just see how everybody else is doing. This is right kind of towards the end of the main course. And I come back and my table is like, we didn't know you were gone. We're sitting there talking to you the whole time because I didn't tell anybody I left. So it was just a great experience. And I just think, you know, at the end of the event, the amount of feedback that I received from the business leaders in the room, from the look of the seal, and just, you know, if you look at the seal, it's someone looking in a door or looking in a mirror. It's just such a great seal that represents our work of opening doors and opportunities for people with disabilities. So I thought that was a great feedback. And then also just the people's experience and people saying like, hey, you're making me really think I really got to do something after this and you're going to see a step up. So I thought that was, you know, positive reinforcement, but it's a journey. It's not easy. It's taken Mike and I a lot of work at Clean Logic, and not just Mike and I, the whole team at Clean Logic. Yeah. It's been a massive team effort. But the benefits and everything that are happening that we see are just, you know, at the end of the day, we spend so much time at work and to build a strong culture the way we've been. It's just, that's, you know, it's so rewarding.
Well, it's pretty amazing, man. What you guys have done, not only at Clean Logic, but for other people, for other companies, and you know, with the Inspiration Foundation and the seal, it's so much bigger than just your company. It really is going to have a big effect overall, and it's great. And you should be really proud. I'm proud of you. I really am. I mean, I've known you for a long time, and you know, to see what you've built and what you're continuing to build is really impressive, man.
Yeah, no, thank you. You know, you got to see the journey in the beginning, and yeah, it's just it was a great milestone, let's call it, because you know, you feel like, oh, you got there, but it's like, wow, that was just the beginning. Now all the work, and you know, now we're following up with people. We're already working on our Bentonville event and really bringing, you know, that, because I think that's going to be a great fundraiser and just awareness. And we're looking to be creative and bring some action items for our attendees.
So if somebody is listening to this and they're part of a company that wants to apply for the Inspiration Foundation seal, how do they go about doing that? What are next steps?
Yeah, they go onto the inspirationfoundation.org. There's a link, the Inspiration seal, right at the top right corner. You can click right in there and send us an email, and we'll, you know, the criteria, membership fees, everything's listed all on that piece. It's like I said, very simple. There is accountability, but the goal is to work with companies to be that support to bring new people in, new champions that are not doing this. And so that's our overall goal, and you know, not just big companies are already doing it.
Well, shout out to you guys again, man. Congratulations for getting this thing launched. I know it's been a labor of love and something you guys have been working really hard for a long time. So to finally see this thing come to fruition is an amazing thing. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to the Inspiration Foundation, Clean Logic. And if you're out there, go to the website, apply, and be a part of this movement, man. It's a great thing. Appreciate you guys. And we'll see you next time on Driven by Purpose.
See ya.